Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what is a Part 15 radio station? Al Gordon has been in radio broadcasting for 4 decades. He began his career in Miami, later relocated to New York, and is currently based in New Jersey, where he founded WJPR, a Part 15 AM radio station serving the local Orthodox community. The station transmits 6 days a week, and its programming includes music, news, talk shows, and religious classes. Al spoke with us about his own career and WJPR.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Al. I would like to ask you first a little bit about your own background in radio and how and why you started this radio station.
The inspiration for putting this radio station goes way back to, say, 1975, when I started doing rock and roll radio in Miami many, many years ago. And I was not religious at that time, but my parents were smart enough, they should both rest in peace, they were smart enough to send me to an elementary school yeshiva, so I had a Jewish background, and I just threw it all away a couple of years before that. I was not into anything like that, I just wanted to do radio. But later on, back when it came to the 80s, I started getting more religious. My mother was not well and everything like that, and I said, you know what, why not? I want to do Jewish radio, but I got the background, I might as well do something like that, and I put this together. So I started brokering a program in Miami many years ago. And with that, somebody in New York actually heard me when I was doing my Sunday morning program, said, you want to come to New York? I said, sure, I'll be there tomorrow.
So what kind of radio station was that that you started with in Miami?
It was a top 40 rock and roll station that played the top 40 hits of the day in the oldies.
When you were 15?
I was 15 years old and I was hanging out there. And I didn't even get paid. I said, you know, I just wanted to learn. And one day somebody was out and they said, you're on. I said, yeah, right, sure.
So, that's in the movies.
Right. The program director says, you're on. And he walked out of the control room. He walked totally out of the room. And the record was ending. And as it was the next shift that was starting, it had been 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what it was. And I started doing radio, and that's how it is. And I applied a lot of the top 40 techniques that I learned to the Jewish radio. I mean, when I do my Jewish program in the morning now, I try to do it really upbeat and talk over the intros and be like, not a sleepy kind of thing, you know. So that's the inspiration where it got started from.
And so this Jewish radio that you started doing in Miami, was that on a Jewish radio station or?
No, it was a block program station where they used to sell blocks of times to different individuals, different groups. The first station that I did that on was WVCG, and they had all different programs. When I got off the air, there was an Italian program after that. There were a lot of Spanish programs. It was Miami, and there was all different kind of ethnic programs on the radio station. And I was the Jewish program on the station once a week for a couple hours.
And so what did you do on that station? What kind of programming did you have?
I did like a disc jockey type program. I played the current hits. I played oldies. I put phone calls on the air. People want to hear requests and dedications and talked about issues going on in the community and whatnot. For the most part, it was a music-intensive program. But the callers, it was like a light-hearted program. We did contests. We gave away things. We tried to do things with the sponsors and go out and do like a live broadcast or have people come out and meet us at some place and get to meet the listeners. And that worked out very well that day. It was an older audience over there for sure than it is in New York when I came to New York.
So then what made it Jewish?
It was the music and the listenership that, mostly retired New York Jews that were in Miami or in Southern Florida and Broward County and all over. And that's what made it Jewish, the music and the way we presented it.
So tell us a little bit about WJPR.
Well, WJPR came about, I'd say, in 2011. I was just finishing working somewhere else, and I wanted to be back in radio, and I wasn't. I was doing a once-a-week program in New York on WMCA for Zeb Brenner, and I stopped doing that when my wife was ill because I didn't want to schlep into the city every week, once a week on Saturday night, Sunday morning. So I said, I'm going to make my own station. Why not? You know, people broadcast the internet from your home, whatever you do, and that's what I decided to do. So I got the the information how to do a Part 15 station, which doesn't require a license, but the transmitter itself doesn't go above 100 milliwatts. So your signal basically only goes out like 2 or 3 miles, but enough to cover the local area here in Highland Park and Edison, New Jersey, where the listeners are. So I put that together knowing that I would have it on the internet as well so people could hear it around the world. So that's how it came about.
Who is your audience?
Well, my audience basically is local people live in the neighborhood, and you know they listen on their way to work. They hear the station for like 5 minutes on the way to the train, or sometimes they listen on their telephone on the train going into the city or something like that. It's hard to measure exactly, but when I do something wrong, I go to shul on Shabbos. They'll tell me, "You did this wrong. You said this. You shouldn't have said that." So they'll always be on me if I do something wrong.
Do you have any idea how big an audience you have?
If I paid Arbitron or Nielsen, whatever it's called now, I'd have a better idea. But, you know, some of the service, like some of the sites that carry us overnight, they give us like a monthly report of how many people tune in online. So that's a good barometer, but that wouldn't really necessarily measure the local audience.
How many hours a day do you broadcast?
Okay, the station's on basically 24/6. We sign off the air Friday afternoon for Shabbos and come back Saturday night, but we've developed into a hybrid format because the local listenership is not here at night, and at night, you know, all over the world, people listening. So the station's like a hybrid format. It's Jewish all day and it's rock and roll oldies all night. So I could put both things together, and I spend a lot of time programming the music for that as well. It's a different format, but the overnight that works. Then we start the day at 5 o'clock in the morning with a Daf Yomi Shir that leads into my program that comes on the air from 6 to 10 every morning, and the rest of the day is Jewish music and sometimes some talk shows in the evening, and that's how we go about it every day. But we're on the air 6 days a week.
What kind of programming do you have from 6 to 10?
When it's not the 9 days and we're not doing the format with spoken word or the a cappella music, it's, you know, it's the current Jewish hits, it's oldies, it's phone calls on the air, it's contests, and we try to talk about local things that are going on in the community. Like I'll say, this event is coming up this Sunday, you'll see everybody out there. We just had a rally on Sunday locally, not in support of Obama and the thing that he signed, and against that, and urging Congress not to go along with that. So, and had a lot of people show up for that. So anything local that's going on, we try to get our hands on it right away.
Mm-hmm. And so most of your programming then you would say is music usually.
It's a music intensive station. I try to do keep music going, but in the morning we take the music away a little bit and then talk about things going on. But the daytime, throughout the day, it's mostly it's a music intensive station. At night we have Zev Brenner's talk shows from New York, the nights that he's on. And Saturday night when we come back on at 10 o'clock, it's all Jewish. So it's kind of like a public affairs thing with all of his talk shows. So we have some of that too.
So in other words, some of your programming comes from other sources. It's not all generated by you.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have other people working there, or is this sort of a one-man band?
It's kind of a one-man operation. My wife is the CEO. She says that I have to say that for sure. But I'm the general manager. I'm the program director and the janitor, all rolled up into one here.
Wow.
I do have a chief engineer who built the radio station for me, and he does a lot of work for me also, and he maintains the technical side of it for me.
Do you have any plans for the future to change anything? Where is the radio going? I mean, do you see it as staying with this kind of format forever, or do you have any plans to change anything?
I don't have any plans to change the format at this time. The way radio is going local, like listenership and radio, I mean, most of it's going to the internet, and there's a lot of local people don't listen to, you know, I don't listen to terrestrial radio anymore, but locally it seems to have a following. And so as long as it's like that, we'll keep it up. I'm not planning on changing the format at all. The overnight oldies format is taking a lot out of me because I have to program it every day. But aside from that, I don't have any plans of changing it. As long as the audience there, I'll keep doing it.
These local people who listen to you, do you know anything at all about what kind of people they are, how old they are, what they do?
Some I do and some I don't. The ones that I know, yeah, I know exactly how they, you know, what they do and what not, sure.
Do you have any people come in to the radio and do anything live with you?
I've guests on from time to time. People come down. We are doing a promotion now with the local health club with a gym, and they have a pool and everything like that. And we had the general manager came down, his aquatics manager came down. We talked about the things that they could offer for the people living in our community. And he said, well, you know, okay, you mentioned that you heard this on the radio. Well, I'll give them a month free when they sign up. So, yeah, we do things with people coming in here, sure.
How big a community is Highland Park? And it's mostly a Jewish community? I mean, the town?
No, not necessarily. Highland Park Edison itself is got a substantial Jewish population, but as a whole, it's not totally Jewish, no.
Is it a large town?
As far as population, it's a bedroom community, suburban New York, but the Highland Park, it's Highland Park Edison is the border of Edison. Highland Park is like, how do you explain it? Like Nassau County, like with Lawrence and Cedarhurst, it's two towns adjacent to each other. Highland Park itself is very small. The whole town is maybe a mile long.
You mentioned that you're on the internet. How can our listeners listen to you on the internet? Because obviously most of our listeners are spread out all over the world.
Through our website, of course, 1640wjpr.com is our web address. When you tune in the website, there's always whatever's running on the station audio-wise, you hear it right away.
Oh, so it's live on the internet.
It's live. Whatever's going on the radio is going on the internet. There's no separation.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we'll include a link to that.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And if you would like to listen to WJPR, you can go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner @RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.